Welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Suger, and today's episode is on how to get over the fear of judgment and how to fully be yourself. Welcome back. I hope you're all good. So today's episode is going to be on how to be yourself, be free within yourself. And as this podcast is for empowering females, and if men listen, be empowered also, I've got no problem with that. But it is an episode to allow you to maybe gain some perspective and maybe make some alterations and find some new understandings, hopefully. And I guess like my wish is that you are feeling confident within yourself and that you are fully able to express yourself and be yourself without your barrier being broken. So I'm going to go into a couple of things. Some are going to be some harsh truths, which is always part of, I guess, my style of delivery, because I don't feel like everything in life has has a balance between, you know, good elements to certain things and then also not so good parts, that it's kind of like you have both in every kind of scenario. So you kind of need to like weigh up the cost and kind of like understand that, so that you have the clarity in order to fully be comfortable within yourself. One of the most frequently asked questions and things that come up is that people seriously feel scared to even know themselves and to be themselves, especially within social dynamics. And they worry about what other people think of them specifically. So a lot of the time, our thoughts are actually usually what our perception of the world is. So I'm going to go into that in the final kind of section, because I want to get to the main points first, and that is addressing judgment and why you may be feeling like this and things about it that you can learn. And so the first thing is, like, when it comes to other people in the world judging you or thinking whatever about you, I don't even know what thoughts go through people's heads, because I genuinely don't get them. So obviously I've had judgments myself, so that's fine. I've had my own judgments, but I've never felt too deeply about my judgments, because I understand that they change over time. And as I grow and evolve, my judgments and perspective and understanding of things changes drastically. So would I value the opinion of myself when I was 18 being judgmental and bitchy and whatever? Absolutely not. So I wanted to kind of give you guys some clarity on being judged, because the reality of like being judged in the first place, and if you know you're being judged, or you have people gossiping about you, or you're scared to do things because you've got groups of friends that have a certain attitude towards people and life and just say certain things that I guess like affect your ability to be able to pursue things that you might be interested in trying, or you are afraid to, you know, fail or mess something up or embarrass yourself or something like that. These are things that like I honestly haven't dealt with since probably high school. And one of the reasons that I haven't dealt with it is because I haven't been around people that actually even knew me. So I was free from the day I basically turned 18. I left the country and no one knew who I was, so I could do whatever I wanted and no one knew me. So like no one really cared, you know. So it was like I lived like that for nearly 13 years. Obviously, people know me, but they don't know me long enough to have judgment over me. So it's kind of like I'm always free. Anyway, the first thing about it is I've been through high school and I've been in I've been in settings like this when I was younger, but to see it going into adult life, where this actually is a critical point in your life where you have to gain that self-assurance and you have to have elements of control over how other people prevent you from doing things or I mean, even influence you to do things or not do things. And having fears around opinions of others is a very trapping situation, and it can be almost like you're confined to stay in one place. And to be completely honest, like, being stuck is like the worst situation that you can ever be in, because you're completely stuck within a place where there is no growth and there is no understanding of yourself. Because rather than actually looking within, you're hearing what's coming from outside. Most of the time, judgment only will come from people that have no time to actually introspect on themselves, because as soon as you do this and you really are away and you've got space and time to really look at yourself, you will understand how many things you have to work on. And this goes for everybody. Like, nobody is like, especially when you're like going through your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, like right all the way up, I reckon, until the end of life. Like, as soon as that kind of clicks with you, you have literally zero time to start analyzing other people in whatever they do. You're going to understand that the most important things in life are happiness. And once you allow yourself the freedom to embark on things and try things and go about, you know, experiencing life in a certain way that is for the greater good of your happiness, you will then have an understanding that maybe people are also going about things in a way they choose to. Might be different paths and different interests and different hobbies and whatever it might be for the greater good of their happiness. But then there is the things, there is a lot of people that don't have that ability and haven't woken to that at all. And when you hear people talking nasty about you, or maybe you're on social media and you see comments, or you've been bullied or whatever it might be, these are things that, you know, are little tests from the universe to see how strong your barrier is. But the only time judgment can affect you is when you don't know yourself. And I know that might be really hard to hear, but it takes a lot of personal work, doing things that build your character and build your education and build your whole self, basically, to date, over time, that stack up and enable you to actually know yourself. Nobody could judge me in a way that would break my barrier, because I know myself so well. And you can try and do whatever you want to do, but it's still too solid, because I've already kind of like spent my whole entire 20s. I didn't go out. I wasn't around a lot of friends. I didn't do the normal kind of thing in those years. I was an athlete my whole time. And I was also competing in other shows and running races and stuff. I was fully in my, and you know, when you're running marathons, you have a lot of time to go into a flow state of mind, which was majority of my time, you know. So like, I was always in like, I can't even explain it, but I was always in a world where I was listening to my own thoughts. I had only me and my headphones and music, and I was able to really spend, because I was training so much, that time to really learn myself. And to obviously, like, there's pushing in the physical world and that, but when I started to understand things and think about things and do things in a certain way, it gave me an understanding of the world and understanding of like how incredible we can be when we are left alone to unlock answers. Like, I would get the answers to everything by myself when I was running. Any kind of situation, I would come to an understanding when I had time and space, and I could sit with my own intuition. And most of the time, people are so distracted. You're scrolling on TikTok, people are judging other people, you're in group chats bitching. And I love social interaction. I think it is the most incredible thing when you've got good people, and any people can be good. It's just all about, which I'll go into in the end, but it's all about your perception and what you draw out of people also. Because when you are scared of judgment, you will attract people to judge you. And I know this sounds crazy, but if you have any bit of like doubt within yourself, you are going to attract any kind of message from the universe that will affirm that belief to make it right. If this happens with people in like relationships, like people go out and they almost find the perfect match for them, but because they have like self-esteem issues, they will set like sabotage themselves and set up like mini, I don't even know how it happens, but like this is a common thing, and people will do things subconsciously and do behaviors and actions and things that actually like will affirm that they're not good enough, or they're not, you know, or will affirm the belief that they in like they've got in their subconscious. And if that's a negative belief and you're allowing things to hold you back because it's just showing you that the doubt is stronger than the belief in yourself, and something that rather than putting that out on the other people, you really need to come back to yourself and uncover why you're any kind of doubt, whether it's coming from the outside and affirming a belief on the inside, can literally hold you back. This is extreme project that you need to start on right away, and it's actually got nothing to do with anybody else. And I know that sounds crazy, and I know that you can be around people that you can't avoid, or environments, which I understand can have a massive impact, but the harder your environment is, or people that you're exposed to in work, in family, in relationship, whatever it might be, it you have to create stepping stones that matter more to you than and you've got to figure out ways to block out noise that you do not want to hear until you get yourself into a situation where you don't need to be anywhere near it. If you have the means and the ability to get as far away as possible from things you do not want to be like, you don't want to hear, you don't want to listen to, you don't want to be around, you need to just jump on a plane or jump on a train or move down the road. I don't know where you want to go, and get away from it. Because if you're somebody that is hypersensitive to your environment, which I can definitely be, like it really just is, I have to consciously remind myself to block out noise if I feel there is noise around me that I don't like or whatever. I have to then put steps in place to remind myself of belief systems that I've already built and ensure that my barrier becomes even stronger, so that I can maintain my focus on the things that really matter to me, that give me the never-ending energy and drive and purpose in my life. Because there's certain things that are associated with happiness, and happiness isn't just a one set word. Like happiness, and it isn't different for anyone either. Happiness comes from like things like fulfillment, joy. It comes from feeling a sense of purpose, like where, and it comes from having like a very high level of energy and enthusiasm and optimism toward life and towards each day. There are certain things that you value more when you're happier, and there's certain things you prioritize when you're happier and you're actually happy than what you would if you are not happy. Things like wanting to escape your life, and things like wanting to get away and be excluded and to push things away, are all low vibrational frequency things. Things where you have your life set up in a way that you are actually looking forward to each and every day. You know what you're working on. It really matters to you. You're in the correct goal. You're doing the correct goals in the right space in your life. So that's very important. You might have goals, right? Like buying a house right now, that, and you might be younger, but you also might have goals to do certain things in your younger years that are more to do with personal development. Maybe they're like contests, or maybe they're like putting yourself in situations where there's more risk before you have a family. And so you need to select your goals based on the time frames that are appropriate, because yes, you can do everything when the time, you know, in whatever time you want, but there are certain things that I feel should be knocked off in certain age brackets, so that you're not going to go into the next chapters in life that you can do later. Like there's things I know I haven't done that I could have done earlier, but I've left for later, because I want to really, really have my whole focus and energy and enthusiasm and excitement on one or two things at a time. And although I know that on the outside, I could look and have genuinely a lot more, I know I wouldn't enjoy it and I wouldn't be 100% in it, and I'd be super unfulfilled later. So setting up your life in a way that is really, really, really right for you in a way that matters to you will really just kind of like naturally disable like any of these judgments or opinions to kind of get to you if they are negative and you're finding that these things are actually holding you back and you're putting yourself in a defense or an attack state of mind. The ideal state of mind is to just not have to deal with anything like that, but not have to run away from it either. In other words, you're just indifferent. It just doesn't occur. So you need to get yourself into a vibrational frequency where figuring out how to like make other people jealous or get revenge on people is not even part of what you're doing. You're literally just doing what is right for you. And to be in a high frequency state, you're going to attract way better friends. You're going to attract better opportunities. And it really is about letting go of like even acknowledging judgment and just sort of like not having that emotional response to it where it's holding you back and you're frustrated or you're interacting with it and you want to get back at people. Like, those are not good energies, and they may be temporary motivators, or they might get you from A to B, but you want to take a long-term way of living, and you want to really like have a life that you don't want to escape from. Like, you want to be so happy in what you do and what you think and how you go about each day and the goals that you have and ticking off the list that matter to you. Like, these things are so valuable when they're tied to a why that really matters to you. And sometimes that takes time to figure out how to set yourself up in that way where you are seriously a high level. Like ever since 2015, I've been like this. And I actually left Ireland in 2011. So those years where I was kind of like figuring things out, I do remember journaling and thinking all of very different thoughts to 2015. 2015 was the best year of my life. And it was the year I really changed, like forever. And I don't know what happened, but I know the years prior to that, it was like slowly, slowly, slowly building. And one day I was just the best version of myself. And I still to this day remember that year and I want to cry because I felt so good. And even now, because of whatever I did in that year and the year before it, whatever systems I set up those years, I had obviously done lots of trial and error, lots of figuring out what my why was, lots of thinking how I'm going to do this bracket of my life, lots of like, you know, things that inspired me. I was trying to take inspiration. I was just full of energy, like I was pumped. And when I figured that system out, like every single time I fall off track, I go back to that same system that I created then, because once you get this correct and right, none of this will matter. You create a barrier that's not a defense barrier. It's just this, you've just structured your whole life and you've already got everything. If you lost everything on the outside, there's certain like systems that you will have in place that just erase the, you know, it just erases kind of like those negative judgments. And you already know how to get yourself to above baseline and thriving just because you've done all that work on yourself. And I did just everything I could. I remember doing everything I could. I dropped, you know, I did breakups. I just moved and moved and moved, and I really got it right. And like to this day, I still read those exact journals on how I structured out my like daily routines, times, everything. And I was fairly strict on myself, but I'm used to being strict on myself. So it depends on like what you want to do. And I know you're probably thinking, what has this got to do with other people judging you? The whole point of other people judging you is that you shouldn't have the time, because it takes ages and so much to get yourself to a high state of, and once you get there, you're going to get there one day and you're going to be like, how did I even have the attention span to notice this? Like, how was I even involved with people that could like interact with me on that level or be that personal or close to me? Because now, once you get out of that kind of like engagement group and interactions and connections, like they'll just eventually subside and you won't have these problems, which is great, you know? So that's why I'm talking about focus. That's why I'm talking about systems. That's why I'm talking about your goals. And over time, you know, you'll know yourself so well that like nobody really can affect you. And I know that sounds crazy, and I know it sounds like unemotional, but it's not at all. Like, you're so connected to source and yourself, and you already know everything about yourself already. You, like, nobody can tell you anything more, because you know a million times more, and you have loved and accepted and appreciated every single ounce of understanding that, you know. So it's very difficult to kind of get in the way of somebody that's done that, you know. And that's where I want you to be, and that's the best advice I can give you. The second thing is, so in terms of feedback and other people, it is extremely important to value other people's opinions and feedback in another aspect. Once you've gotten yourself to a point where you are kind of like stable and secure in yourself, because ultimately, like, fearing judgment and feeling all of these kinds of things like rejection is really nothing to do with other people. It's kind of like allowing you to know that you lack a lot of confidence and self-esteem and self-assurance. And that's something only really you can give yourself. And you need to, like, source that from valuing things that are within yourself and things that you've done, but not in an egotistical way, not in a way that, like, you're better than other people or that, like, you show off, because people can sometimes have all of these fears and then act like they don't, which kind of defeats the purpose. And that's kind of like where it gets a bit gray, but that isn't really, like, where we want to be. We want to be above that, you know, so that you're just, it's all about how you wake up and approach each day. It's all about, like, wanting to jump out of bed in the morning to complete the things that you've got on for the day, being excited about the things that you're working on and you're doing. Those are the things that get you to this point. And I know that sounds crazy, because especially now, a lot of people want to, like, do nothing. I honestly couldn't think of anything worse in my whole life. Like, if I was left with zero purpose, like, I would genuinely be the most unhappy. So for me, it's very important for you girls to actually wake up and have things to, you know, do and achieve that's not just cleaning your house or cooking or going and completing some errands. Like, those things are not going to put you in that state of mind. I know that for some people it's satisfying, but you've got to, like, have you things, you know, things that, like, give you, because, like, you're not going to, like, get on in front of a whole bunch of people one day when you're introducing yourself to a group. Let's just picture yourself in a circle of new people, and they go around to everyone and they say, oh, introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you going to say, hi, my name is Julia, I just clean the house, run errands every day, and I live in whatever, my age is whatever, and you've really, like, not got, you know? So that's why I'm talking about things that actually you will be proud of, you will feel a sense of accomplishment from, things that you would love to be known for, things that help other people, things that you're passionate about, because that is kind of really what separates a lot of people from the average person. When people know your soul is lit up about something, you don't even really have to tell them. They just already know. Like, they just know you're on something and you're happy and you're really thriving in whatever you're doing and you're loving it. Oh, here goes the yawn. So that's why it's so important. It's a very different set of ways of doing things, which is why I'm saying judgment and that won't matter once you start, you know, really being proud of yourself. You have to figure out what those things are. And so, yeah, the next thing is, though, like, to not devalue other people's opinions. I know a lot of people, especially online, like, have, you know, I'm not gonna lie, like, there's definitely a little bit of, like, heightened narcissistic energy out there that's becoming, I think it's pushing way too far across the line. Like, we are all, as a human species, come from source. Like, you really cannot treat people in a dismissive or devaluing way without, you know, reaping, oh my gosh, I just rubbed my eye and, like, all my mascara ran down my face. But yeah, you can't devalue other people's opinions or perspective. Sometimes, you know, it's easy to hear something and believe that intentions or whatever is there to sabotage you or hurt you, or, you know, it might be like somebody being rude or whatever. But you just got to think about, imagine you at your happiest. I don't know if you've ever been there yet. If you haven't, no worries. You'll get there one day if you actually follow this advice. But, you know, I've been in, you know, I've had my period. And I definitely know that there's been times when I've not felt myself. And I really, you know, around like the three or four days before, when I say there's been times, I mean, like, you know, there's been times every month. And I really do see things differently because it makes you feel so bad about yourself. I know that, like, it's not always and it's not every girl. But for me, sometimes, like, you just are so normal. And then before that, obviously, it's our female hormones. But it's a really good example because sometimes it's not hormonal related for you girls. It's just actually how life can feel. But, you know, if you see that people are judging you negatively or whatever, or being rude, or you think like these opinions are just to put me down, you genuinely would not have or exhibit that at all if you didn't feel terrible inside. Sometimes people just feel awful inside and they just have to get it out. And if that's at the expense of another person getting hurt, it genuinely makes them feel better that they're not the only ones like feeling that. Sometimes people lash out at other people and like, it's like because they feel unhappy about something or inside or whatever. And particularly around my hormone, when my hormones are really strong in my period, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I look back and I'm just thinking, like, why was I thinking and talking like that? I remember one day I was just like in the car with my mom and she was like, I said something, and we're normally like, I'm so kind to her and I am never aggressive as a person. But I came out with something and I immediately apologized after. And I was just like, I'm so sorry that I came across like that, because that is so unlike me. But I feel so terrible about myself today because my period's coming and I just feel just so off, you know. It wasn't like I hated myself, but I just felt so off. And I was genuinely putting that energy out. I was like, this is me really, you know, this is what it feels like to really not like anything about yourself or life. And it hurts. Like, it's just frustrating. And it's just like, you just want to like be angry. So that's what you're getting from other people, or you're perceiving it in that way. If that's how you feel inside, somebody else might, you know, not feel like that. But 99% of the time, the world is like, the universe is like a boomerang. Whatever your thoughts are is exactly what you get back, which is where my third point comes in. And so devaluing other people's opinions, taking them too personally, is a you thing. And most of the time, what people don't understand is that you are the center of your universe. So sometimes, like, when certain situations can occur in your life and, you know, you really want to blame other people for how like something is turned out or hasn't went, or because you haven't done something. But ultimately, it is your responsibility to hold your own within any kind of situation. So if you asked anyone over the span of my lifetime, like something really, really simple, if you're talking to Debbie or you're even messaging her, is she a consistent person? Literally everyone would say yes, whether it was like chit-chatting with me, whether it was a guy, a girl, literally everyone would say that. Why would they say that? It's because I'm consistent with everything in my life. So they would say yes, she is. Was she honest and was she whatever? They would say yes. They would say she was actually quite like direct and very, very upfront. And yeah, she would say exactly how things were. And she would be very consistent. If there was any inconsistencies, I know that it wouldn't be coming from me. And I'm not pointing blame out, but it's because, like, with my sports, with everything I've done in my life, consistency is extremely, it's just like part of how I am. Like, it's an identity trait that I have. So certain things in life that you identify as if you're somebody that can be something one day and can't be something another day, then inconsistency is something you would have to identify with. And some people don't like to admit certain certain things about themselves that they've subconsciously identified because of their behaviors and their actions and the way they show up. The way you show up is something that a lot of people actually aren't aware of. And sometimes you can focus on things that you're wanting to become, and so setting out an identity of who you're becoming, but forgetting about how you're showing up in every single situation, because how you show up in every situation is how people are going to respond back to you and how the universe is going to respond back to you. So you've got to decide very carefully about the here and now and today, because today's behaviors, today's actions, today's perceptions are ultimately what will lead to tomorrow's outcome. So every day that you decide to take an action, to not take an action, to make a move, to not make a move, is ultimately going to be a reflection of like how you identify, like whether you know it or not. And so those things are going to then go out into any kind of connection, interaction, anything you do. And it's ultimately going to end you up in the position that you end up in to date, you know, and that's exactly how things work. And so when you like use reality rather than like future forecasting or whatever, it's much easier to sort of like navigate the future in a more forecasted way, because you're present, you're actually looking at how and why, and you're not looking to blame other people. You're actually going, okay, like I'm actually a very inconsistent person and I've never identified as that before. Would I be proud of being that? I actually wouldn't be, because I tell and preach to everyone that consistency is good in this area of life, but then I show up differently to other people, so it makes me look like I haven't really discovered myself. And so when you speak outwardly about things, you've got to be careful about your one-on-one interactions and the way that you show up in every situation, because people don't like when they see somebody say something or do something, or if you're going out and you're being something different in a one-on-one setting to how you show up to the world, it's not a good look. So before you get into situations where you are broadcasting who you are, take the time to know yourself and actually understand, like not try to be perfect, but to have at least some level of discipline and self-accountability and understanding to know that you're not going to let yourself down in any way, because these are also things that, you know, kind of like are the easiest way to break you down, because once you show up differently and somebody spots that in you, it's very important that you are aware of it, and you're either going to fix it or you're going to re-identify and then carry out the rest of your behaviors in the way that you want the universe to respond to you. Because yeah, if you're complaining about things in life, or you're finding cycles where you're running back to the past because you can't move forward, because you're continuously getting stuck in, you know, being torn down by judgment, or you're scared of something, these are just you affirming your own belief systems. And as much as we need to set up our own identity, there's books on this, but I don't believe it's a good thing to do unless you've really discovered your current real traits that you're exhibiting outward. Because unless you know what you're actually like, you're going to keep running into problems and you're going to continuously blame other people. And that's why I always talk about judgment not affecting. It's because it's not just that I don't really get it, but it's because I don't really give it or think it either, you know. And it's also like the same with a lot of things that occur in my life repeatedly. I'm not going to gel with somebody that's inconsistent when I'm really, really consistent, right? So like, if I'm really like good at certain things, I'm not going to attract people that are lacking in those things, because I'm an abundant person. And so it's the same for you, girls. If you're seriously unaware of how you actually are, the universe doesn't respond to your desires or your wants or your needs or anything you think you deserve here and now. It responds to your frequency. And as much as spiritual as this is, it is true, because there are certain times in life where you will have like what they call an aha moment, or just breakthroughs, they're not really like just these overnight breakthroughs. There would have been many, many things that would have occurred in these people's lives that changed their life forever. It doesn't have to just be a person that changed their life forever, but there's just something that worked. They got the formula. They understood a certain thing about themselves. They changed a certain thing about themselves. And sometimes it's just one level of understanding that changes everything. Because as soon as you take responsibility and know exactly what you're putting out, is a boomerang effect back. And sometimes it's confronting for people when they're like, oh my God, like I'm stuck and I can't go forward and I'm scared of doing, I'm not scared of most things, but I'm scared of this thing because I actually lack self-esteem and confidence, or I don't believe I'm actually good enough, or there's certain beliefs there that certain things in the outside world make you reconfront. And sometimes people can't deal with that discomfort, and they can't, like, their barrier isn't strong enough and their self-belief system is future focused or past focused, so it's not here and now. So it's like that layer of protection and doubt can be broken down with one simple couple of words, because they haven't been able to accept the reality of who they are. And so once you get to that level of understanding, you can then build on your identities in the future or remove identities from the past. But you cannot jump. You cannot like run before you can walk, you know, and doing it will only keep you stuck. Like, I know a lot of young guys do this too, like when they're in their early 20s, and I love to see them strive, but you can't, like, you know, I'll just speak about one thing, but like I see this one viral, I think he's like a YouTuber or TikToker or something, and he talks about women and getting a wife, and I swear he's like 25, 26, 27, maybe 28, but like talks about women having kids and stuff. Like, he doesn't understand like things that happen, not just in pregnancy, in childbirth, but in, like, you know, problems kids could end up having, like, you know, serious situations that you may have to confront with real maturity. Like, there are certain, like, you know, your kid could turn out to have, you know, a disability. And there's, you know, it's really, like, for me, as a, you know, I'm in my 30s now, I look at this and I'm like, you have no understanding of, like, having a kid and, like, hoping for the best, having healthy kids is great. But you definitely need life experience, and you need to have went through things to be equipped for this and not have to, you know, send your child to like social services and stuff, but to really care for any kind of situation that could occur. Seriously, like, there's serious illnesses that, you know, could happen, or any kind of thing, real life situations. And if you're not mentally equipped to deal with those as a parent, not only will it tear down you, it'll tear down your whole family. Like, there's just so many things. I'm like, you're a 28-year-old guy. Like, I understand your intention's really good, and it's like, whatever, please, like, don't speak on situations that you haven't had. Like, when you're young, and even me, I'm young as well, but I have lived by myself for 13 years. I have life experience. I'm way beyond my years in terms of, like, knowing some stuff. I know this already because I've read so many books and I've spent so much time studying. So when it comes to like the more you know, the more you realize you don't know, and that starts with self. And so most people don't even know themselves. I'm gonna leave this with you here. So why on earth do you allow them to judge you? You know, just think about that. So get to know yourself, focus on yourself, get to love yourself, like, not just like the way you hear it online, but more from, and not just because you think you deserve it, but more from a place of, like, you've set out to do certain things and you're doing them. You know, you're really showing up for yourself. You're not just like saying it, because words can break quick, you know, tangible, actionable results. You need to show yourself. Do it for you, like, because one day you will look back when you're in a room full of opportunities, and you will have a backbone, and you will have substance and depth and things about yourself that nobody can take away by doing these things. And the sooner you start on them, the better, because the more you can add to it. There is no one that can take them away, but you've got years and years and years that you're wasting on adding new things to that. And adding more things so that when you get into better rooms full of opportunities, you're the one that's going to stand out because you're the one that has spent those years doing the right things. So please, girls, stop letting people take this time, this valuable time, away from you to shine in rooms that you could be in later. Goodbye.